potential inning. After being sacrificed to second, will Garrett be the sacrifice man now? No, foul straight back, strike one.
Does he put the sack on now,
though? Had a delay on that one. It hit the screen, and after the ball rolled back to the grass, suddenly we had a program fall down out of the screen. We're wondering if the attic is falling in. Strike one to Justin Garrett. Top of the fifth inning. Dixie looking for a hit. Looking for another run now that they're down by a 2-1 margin. Into the stretch, Ortiz looks at first base, comes to the plate, fastball up. Ball one, 1-1 count to Justin Garrett. Garrett with a 1-1 count. He walked his first time. Waiting on deck is Craig Peterson. Bronson Bills, the pinch runner, he was the man who was the second baseman prior to Garrett taking it away. As Garrett got stronger and stronger. Into the stretch, Ortiz comes to the plate, pitch outside. Ball two, 2-1 count. This afternoon, we will be bringing you Dixie High School baseball. If we're still involved with Dixie College, tune to 99.7 FM for Dixie High School baseball. They play at 1 o'clock today against Carbon High School, Dixie and Carbon. Pineview plays today at 10 o'clock. They're going on. We don't have a score on that one yet. They're playing Lehigh. Pineview upset yesterday by Carbon 9-1. Into the stretch, Ortiz. Pitch fouled off. So Garrett evens the count at 2-2. Ortiz comes right after you.
Dixie's hitters are still way behind that Ortiz fastball.
So Ortiz throwing plenty of heat. And it has got Dixie tied up right now. Dixie has had the bat silenced, and good pitching will do that. Carbon did that yesterday to Pineview, as their top pitcher, who is considered one of the best in the state, just had Pineview in knots yesterday. Into the stretch, Ortiz looks at first, comes to the plate, fastball outside, ball three.
This is reminiscent so far of the performance that Brandon Duckworth of CSI turned in against Dixie in the first game of the Region 18 playoff.
And after that, Dixie exploded in the second game. The question is, can Dixie explode before they have to get to the second game? Pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Strike him out, throw him out, yes, no, the ball dropped. And so Bill gets the stolen base. Garrett strikes out, and it was almost a double play. So on a 3-2 pitch with one out, Bills was going, and the second baseman dropped the ball, or it might have been an out. Craig Peterson at the plate. Peterson sacrificed and walked, and Peterson has scored the only run for Dixie. Top of the fifth inning, and Dixie has just been hamstrung by Rosario Ortiz, who struck out 8 of the Dixie players. Yesterday in Game 1, Dixie went into the fifth inning before they even struck out once. Pitch, call, strike. And Dixie, just not ready for Ortiz. Ortiz really putting on a show. He's 8-1 on the year and has yet to get his second bout of wildness. Breaking pitch, misses, ball one, 1-1 count.
I'd like to see that gun. I wish it was still up because I'd like to see how fast he's throwing now. He seems to have gotten stronger.
Manny Gura, the Cardinals scout, had the gun out early. Pitch line towards left field. That's a base hit. Charging is Chris Foley. He's going to drop the ball, and the run's going to score. Coming into second base is Peterson. Is he out? No, he's safe. So a single and an error, and the run scores.
No run batted in.
No RBI, but the base hit is there, and the error allows the run to score, and it's a 2-2 tie as Bronson Bills, once Chris Foley had a problem with it. Dixie took advantage. And the first base hit of the day, Craig Peterson has it. Coming to the plate is Scott Sudbury. And Sudbury, with two men out, has a chance to give Dixie a lead. Peterson hustling all the way to second base, even with a bat foot. Sudbury walked and has struck out, so he is 0-1. The pitch to Sudbury, foul down the third baseline. Strike one.
That hit by Peterson demonstrates, Larry, he finally got around on it enough, and that fastball just jumped right off his bat and got to left field real quick.
Just lined it over the shortstop's head. Nice little base hit, and a good piece of hitting by Peterson. Pitch was a little out over the plate, and he went with it. The pitch, ball one. 1-1 count to Sudbury. Ortiz wants to get Sudbury now because suddenly, there's a little bit of momentum for Dixie, and it's a 2-2 ball game. So Dixie trying to come back with their first hit of the day against Ortiz. Breaking pitch, called strike. Big hook.
A nice pitch in a good spot. Started out over the center of the plate, just caught the front corner of the plate as it drifted outside.
As Fox has that big overhand curveball, big rainbow curve, Ortiz is a quick breaking curve. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three, and just overpowered Sudbury. So in that inning, a run on one hit, an error, two errors, one error, and a man left. And at the end of four and a half, it's a 2-2 tie between Dixie and Arizona Western. Back after this timeout.
Your Southern Utah Buick dealers, Newby Buick in St. George, Bradshaw Buick in Cedar City, and Newby Auto Center in Richfield invite you to get behind the wheel of an exciting new Buick. Buicks are rated among the most trouble-free cars in America. And right now, the price is right and the selection has never been better. At your Southern Utah Buick dealer, customer service and satisfaction is the highest priority. That's why over half the business is from repeat customers. Customer service and satisfaction from your Southern Utah Buick dealer. Wondering where to purchase your new Maytag appliance? Need professional service by a factory-trained technician? Call Reliable Maytag Home Appliance Center at 652-1330 or stop by 239 North Bluff Street in St. George. Reliable Maytag, your hometown Maytag dealer.
Don't chance it when it comes to financing your home. Call Medallion Mortgage for VA, FHA, or conventional to purchase or refinance your home. Medallion Mortgage in business since 1958, and they'll pre-qualify you for free. Call 628-9006 or see them at 60 North 300 East in St. George. Medallion Mortgage.
2-2 tie as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Mason Fox, now even. Ted Gonzalez coming to the plate. Then Matt Dornfeld, then Luis Navarro. Gonzalez, the leadoff hitter. As Arizona Western scores two in the fourth, and Dixie gets one back, and Buggy Sudbury back into a swamp against Ortiz. Strike out at the end of the fifth inning. Fox to the plate. Gonzalez tries to drop the bunt down the third baseline, and Sudbury grabs it foul. Gonzalez trying to get something started. One strike on Gonzalez. No question about it. These two teams now have come to the conclusion that they are going to have to scrap to get this game. Arizona Western realizes it. Dixie realizes it. And both have sent a message to each other. Turns the pitch over and outside. Ball one. 1-1 count. So Mason Fox, the pitcher trying to get through this one. Get Dixie the victory if he can. Pitch grounded towards the shortstop. Troy Tuttle up. Cranks it up and throws to first base. One up, one down. And maybe it's my imagination, but Dixie seems a little more tense in the field today than they did yesterday, and that may be my imagination. But they aren't playing quite as free and easy this time around.
Well, I think they know what's at stake, and that always makes you a little bit tense.
They don't want to give Arizona Western momentum, because if this switches around, and Arizona Western has the momentum, because they're coming off the win. The ball bunted in the air. Diving is Brad Thorne. Almost caught it in midair. Great play by Brad Thorne. And it's strike one.
Well, the Arizona Western hitters keep trying to lay that bunt down the third baseline because Buggy Sudbury is not in on the grass. He's way back in the infield, and they're trying to get something down the line and get something started with a rally here.
Sudbury committed the error on the double-clutch throw. That's after having a putting on a clinic in postseason play until then. That opened the door for Arizona Western to get the tie and then to get the lead. Big curveball misses outside. Ball one. 1-1 count to Dornfeld. One out, bottom of the fifth inning. Dixie and Arizona Western, a 2-2 tie. Fox into the windup. Comes to the plate. Fastball. Misses low. Ball two. Low and inside. Didn't miss by much. 2-1 count.
It was close.
To Dornfeld. One man out. Dornfeld, solid hitter, leadoff hitter, and has some pop to the plate. Breaking pitch in the dirt. Ball three. 3-1 count, and that's what you don't want to do with Dornfeld. Giving him a 3-1 count. 325 hitter. 2-2 tie. Dixie. And Arizona Western. The pitch hit down to the third baseman. Sudbury up. Double clutches again and throws right on the money. So Sudbury, once he let go with that throw to first base, you could almost see a relief in Sudbury's stature. It's just like, okay, I can still play this third base. So two men out.
That ball got down there so fast, and that's part of the problem. He gets down to third base so fast that Sudbury has to wait for Cale Shepard to get over to first base before he can make the throw, and that might have something to do with the double clutch.
Luis Navarro takes the first pitch, grounds it towards the second baseman. Garrett gets it off the edge of the grass, but it skips right to him for the third out to retire the side. So 1-2-3 inning as short, third, and second all handle the ball, and the first baseman gets the put out. No runs, no hits, and no errors. At the end of five, it's a 2-2 tie. And a reminder, we'll be having Dixie High School baseball because this one's going long. It'll be on KSGI FM 99.7. So if you're looking for the Flyers, tune to KSGI FM at 1 o'clock. It's 2-2 here, back after this timeout.
It's bigger than ever.
It's the 10th sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings going on now through Memorial Day.
Look for big values on one-of-a-kind, closeouts, and as-is items.
Plus, huge savings in the 10 and store-wide.
Gigantic selection of quality furniture, appliances, electronics, carpet, accessories, and more.
Free hot dogs and pop on Saturday from 11 to 3.
Huge savings. Gigantic selection.
These hot dogs are great.
The 10th sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings going on now through Memorial Day.
For quality and lasting excellence, protect your concrete investment with DecoSeal. Number one in customer service and beautiful concrete coatings. Others try to imitate, but there's only one true DecoSeal. Call 674-2222 today.
Expert beauty salon service at beauty school prices. That's what you get at Evans Hairstyling College. They're located at 995 East Tabernacle. Drop by and set your appointment. Call 673-6128 and watch for registration at Evans Hairstyling College in St. George.
Top of the sixth inning. Just a reminder, tomorrow, was it tomorrow? Yes, it's tomorrow. The Polynesian Club at Dixie College will be having a luau at the Gardner Building. Cost is $8 or $9 at the door. You can get the $8 in advance if you drop by the Student Union Building or the Gardner Building. Ortiz to face Brad Parker. First pitch, call strike on that outside corner. Parker, Shepard, Cloward, the 2-3-4 hitters who have been bottled up to a fare-thee-well by Ortiz. Ortiz has allowed one hit but two runs. Three out of the four runs scored in this ball game are unearned. Breaking pitch way up high, ball one. Ortiz has thrown a lot of pitches so far, Paul.
101 pitches through five innings. And, of course, he has thrown 180 at times this year, and so he's still got some time left in him.
Fastball, up ball, 2-1 count.
And by the looks of that fastball, he still has plenty of zip in it, too.
We're still trying to find a Pineview score, a final on that. Dixie will be playing Carbon, 1 o'clock today. Pitch, up high, ball three, 3-1 count to Brad Parker. And so tune to 99.7 FM. 99.7 FM, that's where that ball game will be today at 1 o'clock. Dixie versus Carbon in round three of the State 3A baseball playoffs. Pitch up and in, ball four, and so Parker walks for the second time today. That is base on balls number six given up by Ortiz. And he has struck out a bundle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Is that right? 9 strikeouts through 5 innings. 2 of them have been Cale Shepard. So Parker on at first base. Cale Shepard twice a strikeout victim. The pitch fouled off. And so Shepard, the first time he's actually gotten, the second time he's gotten a foul ball. But Shepard is really not on Ortiz right now. Shepard has been bottled up. Picked up an RBI yesterday, so he has 16 runs batted in postseason play. The pitch fouled deep down the left field line as he went the other way. Now Shepard seeming a little more confident. But it's an 0-2 count to Cale Shepard and Ortiz. Rosie Ortiz, working on Cale Shepard. Leadoff man is on. Top of the sixth inning on a scheduled nine-inning ball game, 2-2 tie, Dixie and Arizona Western for the District 1 championship. The pitch, fastball, misses outside, ball one. Trying to tease Shepard, and very close.
Let's see if he pulls the string on him with an off-speed pitch now. Giving him three straight fastballs. Let's see if he either busts him in on the hands with the fastball again or tries to tease him with the off-speed pitch.
Shepard's got to fight this one off. Breaking pitch, fouled off, and Shepard did. as he had to be looking fastball and just fight off the curveball. Wyatt Cloward waiting on deck. One man out, Parker, the leadoff hitter, here in the top of the sixth inning. And a good group of fans, a lot of fans, here at Hurst Field cheering this one on. The pitch just misses. Ball two, very close. 2-2 count to Cale Shepherd. 2-2 count. Dixie versus Carbon on KSGI-FM. That one will begin at 1 o'clock today because we have the college game going here on the AM. The pitch, fastball way up. Ball three. 3-2 count for the third consecutive time with Shepherd. 3-2 count to Shepherd. Shepherd, I don't anticipate Parker running on this because Shepherd has struck out twice already. And with nobody out, you don't want to run yourself out of an inning. Parker getting a good lead at first base, though. Munoz over at first. Pick off, back in is Parker. Brad Parker, whose older brother Travis won All-Western Athletic Conference Eastern Division first team status this year at the University of Utah. And, of course, Travis played a couple of years here at Dixie. Did an excellent job, even a backup pitcher outside of being an outstanding hitter. The pitch, 3-2 pitch, there goes Parker. And surprise, surprise, and Shepherd fouls it off. So Parker was going.
It was a good, nasty curveball, and Shepherd did a good job to get a bat on that and get it out of the way.
Dixie, the bottom end of the order has done the best for them, but there's only been one hit off of Peterson today, or off of Ortiz today, and that was Craig Peterson's base hit. It helped get the run home, the tying run. Dixie was one in the first, one in the fifth, and Craig Peterson has been instrumental in both. Two in the bottom of the fourth for Arizona Western, two unearned runs, and that's the score, 2-2. We're in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch to Shepherd, hit hard to left center field. That's going to hold up there, and the left fielder, Chris Afuli, comes over and grabs it for the first out. Parker hustles back to first base, so the fly ball to left field. One man out, and Shepherd has to feel a little bit like a moral victory just getting a bat on the ball now with a 3-2 count.
Getting the bat on the ball in fair territory.
Troy Tuttle to the plate. Wyatt Cloward to the plate. Cloward struck out last time but reached on the pass ball and grounded into an odd double play that got the run home in the first inning. So he's 0-2. Fastball foul down the right field line. Ortiz may be losing just a little something off his fastball. Dixie taking some better cuts. Ortiz has thrown a lot of pitches, but he has thrown a lot of pitches before and has been very strong. Parker over at first. Cloward, breaking pitch outside. The pickoff down at first. Parker in, diving back in. Navarro, good arm.
And throwing off his knees and still getting it there. That's an indication of a great arm.
It's interesting. It got there in a hurry. It was a great throw, but it was not flashy. It was almost like, man, that got there in a hurry. He does not have the Benito Santiago flash and fuss. Pitch fouled off. Navarro wants it all the way, waving. He grabs it in foul territory right in front of the Dixie bench. So the foul to the catcher by Cloward. There are two men out, and Troy Tuttle coming to the plate. Tuttle has grounded out twice to the third baseman. And Dixie may waste that leadoff walk if they keep this going. Good pitcher's duel between Ortiz and Fox. And as we mentioned, this will continue on KSGI AM. On the FM, beginning at 1 o'clock, we'll have Dixie High versus Carbon High School next round of the State 3A playoffs. Today is for the district championship. Into the stretch. Coming to the plate, Ortiz, breaking pitch way outside. Navarro, good play to backhand that one. Ball one to Troy Tuttle. Dixie still with just one base hit in this game. But that came in the fifth inning. Ortiz, pick off over at first. Parker almost picked off. Almost picked off. The throw was right into Parker.
I'm not sure Brad realized how close that play was.
Unless after he got to the bag, he realized it suddenly. Parker, good move. There goes Ortiz with a quick move, but the looping throw, he may be setting up Parker.
Now, if he has a better
Ortiz
move,
is not like that. You get what you get. You don't get any subtleness with Ortiz. Fastball up high, ball two. So apparently Ortiz is the unsettled starter for Arizona Western, right? He just throws the hook, throws the fastball, does a good job of it. Ortiz to the plate. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike one. 2-1 count, and good heat by Ortiz. If he lost something off the fastball in the first time of the part of the inning, he found it. It's back there.
Boy, that's good heat.
2-1 count to Tuttle. The fastball swung on and missed. Tuttle went after one he knew was ball three. Tried to hold up, and already he was around. 2-2 count to Troy Tuttle. As Dixie trying to get some sort of breakthrough, it's a 2-2 tie against Arizona Western. But Ortiz is not allowing much. Fastball called ball, just misses. So close. That one, Navarro thought was strike three, and I think Tuttle breathed a sigh of relief. Well, that has been called strike three, and that time it didn't get it.
Ortiz was off the mound and on his way to the dugout, and so was Navarro. They both thought it was strike three, too.
3-2 pitch to Tuttle. Tuttle lives again. Ortiz, there goes the runner. Swung on a miss, strike three. It was just a matter of time. And there's strikeout number 10 against Dixie. No runs, no hits, no errors. A man left. And at the end of 5.5, it's a 2-2 tie. Back after this timeout.
With a bank for the brand new generation.
Now's the time to save at Sun Capital Bank. Let your money work for you with a Sun Capital Bank certificate of deposit. Right now, you can get a Sun Capital Bank 18-month CD at 7.25% with a 7.45% APY. Get to Sun Capital Bank today.
Sun Capital Bank. Sun comes shining through.
Champion Cellular has great specials. Cell phones start at $18.95. Flip phones at $99. 400 minutes free for the first 2 months after activation. Some restrictions apply. Call Champion Cellular 590-5000 or 632-5176.
EDG Fashion Floors at 225 North Bluff has a showroom full of everything to decorate your home or office beautifully. Call for a free consultation. Home of the Capture dry cleaning system for carpet and rugs, too. EDG Fashion Floors, your Trustmark and Carpet Max dealer.
Bottom of the sixth inning, we'll be joining Carbon and Dixie High School Baseball on our sister station, KSGI-FM 99.7. FM at 1 o'clock, but we'll keep this one going here at Dixie at the Hurst Field. First pitch to Sandoval, leading off, takes a breaking pitch for strike one. Octavio Sandoval, then Munoz, then Juan Navarro. The 3-4-5 hitters due up for Arizona Western, 2-2 tie. And getting a little more tension on the field as the innings go on. Ground ball backhanded by Sudbury. The officials, the umpires say foul. So it's an 0-2 count. Sudbury would have had a whale of a throw against a very fast runner.
Larry, but I think we ought to take a minute and greet all the folks that are parked in the outfield listening to us while they're watching the game behind the fence out there. We wave to you and honk at us if you can hear us.
I don't know if we'll hear any honks or not. You did. We heard a honk. Thank you. 1-2 count. Congratulations to Pineview High School. Came back with a 2-1 win today against Lehigh. So Pineview lives to play again in the 3A tournament. Breaking pitch just misses inside. Ball two. Thorne had to jump at that one. The big hook. I mean a big hook. 2-2 count to Octavio Sandoval. The pitch. Fastball chopped down that third base line. That's foul. It hits foul and comes back fair. Hit kind of a strange little pocket. But it hit foul, and the umpire says.
When it hit foul.
And then it came back fair. But it hit foul past the bag. It has to hit fair and then go back foul. Then it's a fair ball. But it has to hit in fair territory. But past the bag, it was foul. Sudbury looked down as if to say, oh, my goodness. But it was a foul ball. The pitch, 2-2 pitch again. Ground ball this time. Short hop by Sudbury is going to be an error as Sudbury got it between hops. And Sudbury with his second error of the ball game. So Sudbury allows Sandoval, and both errors by Sudbury have come against Sandoval, and Buggy just looking a little frustrated. That is the second error of the day by Dixie.
And the last time this happened to lead off an inning, Arizona Western scored two runs.
Munoz was part of that as he hit behind the runner. Sandoval stole second base last time. Sandoval, good solid ball player. Munoz, the cleanup hitter, has singled and grounded out. He has one of the three hits by Arizona Western. Bottom of the sixth inning. There goes Sandoval. They have him picked off. Shepard down to second base. Sandoval, the throw gets away. An error as Sandoval will go on to third. They had him nailed at second base. And the question, it's, I think it's on the shortstop.
It is.
On trying to catch because the throw was there. So the error on the shortstop, and Sandoval is at third.
They had him picked off.
Sandoval.
No stolen base.
Because they had him nailed at second base. The pitch, the throw to Shepard, and now Fox really frustrated. And Dixie frustrated. Munoz, they have three outs to get a go-ahead run home. Dixie having the same problem Lamar had, starting to give some things to Arizona Western, and they will take them. Pitch down low, ball one. No warm-up action. Fox is pitching well. But now we'll work out of the full windup against Sandoval. The pitch misses, ball two. Misses down low twice. So the ground ball to Sudbury caught the third baseman between hops, and he couldn't come up with it. Now Sandoval on another error is over at third base, so he lives on errors right now. Pitch, breaking pitch, ball three, and Munoz about ready to head to first base. Arizona Western, a late inning ball club. They scored in the eighth and ninth innings to get the win yesterday. Ground ball through Gale Shepard. Another error, and the run is home. So Dixie has handed a third run to Arizona Western. It didn't come up. Error on the first baseman right through the wicket. So back-to-back errors. Dixie has committed four, and it's a 3-2 lead for Arizona Western. And Dixie playing tense, as if not to lose right now. And when you get to that point, suddenly things start to happen, and they don't happen well. Ortiz pitching very well. Dixie playing very tense in this ball game as they do not want to go to that final game.
It's time to relax.
Three games in the tournament. Let's see, eight errors? Wow. Into the stretch. The pitch. Bunted down towards third base. Fox comes up, throws low, wide. Another error, and a man is on. And so another error around third base, holding on as Munoz. So Sandoval, you say, has been involved with three errors?
Or
eight errors in three games at Sandoval as he's been hitting. There's been eight different errors. And so on at second base is Navarro's on at second base on the error, throwing error by the pitcher. On at third base is Munoz. On at second is Navarro. And so four errors in the ball game coming in for Arizona Western as Jason Klatt to run for Navarro. The catcher has to be run for. So the pinch runner and Arizona Western given the opportunity yesterday against Lamar, just buried Lamar. And Dixie, the defense has just fallen apart suddenly.
The wheels have come off. Gordon Jolly is taking a few minutes to gather the infield around him and say, hey, come on, guys, relax. We're still in this game. It's still just a one-run game at this point. We can get some outs here, come back and win this thing, but we've got to relax and do the things that we're capable of doing and not the things that we've been doing in the last few minutes.
Arizona Western has scored three runs. All of them have been unearned. Sandoval has been in on plays to involve eight errors. It's amazing. Three of them here in this play, actually four, well, three, because Munoz was on by way of the error. That allowed Sandoval to score. But it was likely that Sandoval was going to score anyway, even on the error, because Shepard was back at first base. Coming to the plate is Ben Griffin. Griffin has walked and has doubled home a run. Griffin, believe it or not, has the only RBI in this ball game. On either side. The pitch, breaking pitch, hit high to left field and fairly deep. Skeeter Ellison has it measured, and that should get another run home. The throw to third base. Ellison throws a strike to third base, but coming home is Munoz. So the sacrifice fly and another RBI, and it's a 4-2 ball game.
But Dixie has an out.
One man out, and on at second base still is Klatt. So you start looking at errors. Dixie has committed 1, 2, 3, 4 errors in this inning. 5 on the day. Justin Crisafulli, I should say, no, he has the other RBI. There are two RBIs. Crisafulli does have an RBI. I'd forgotten about that. His single was an RBI, so there are three RBIs. The pickoff over at third base on an appeal that he left too soon, and that was worth a shot, but it didn't look like he'd left too soon. And so the run will stand.
But as you say, it's worth a shot. Might as well try it.
Justin Crisafulli hit a home run yesterday. The pitch to Crisafulli hit hard to center field. That one's going to drop, and another run will score. And just like Arizona Western yesterday, Dixie looking like a team beaten right now. Will pull into second base. Crisafulli with a double and an RBI. So Crisafulli hits the ball hard, and just like yesterday, suddenly the outs given, too many outs given Arizona Western, and they take advantage. So the run scores by Jason Klatt. And suddenly it's a 5-2 ball game, and none of the runs earned. Only one man out, Jeff Hoisington to the plate. Hoisington popped out to the center fielder his last time and took a called third strike. So he's 0-2. Fastball hit deep to left field. Not that deep. No, Ellison has misjudged it. Is that one going to go out? It is. It's going to be a home run. Ellison thought that was not going to carry, and it looked like it was hit deep, and now you have a two-run home run by Hoisington. Sixth home run of the tournament, and Arizona Western's on a roll. It's a 7-2 ball game as all of the wheels have come off the wagon. And Arizona Western way out in front, and it looks like we're going to have a second game today. And Arizona Western obviously has the momentum. It's a 7-2 ball game, and Dixie not touching Ortiz. Still only one man out. The bases have been cleared. 5-run sixth inning, and this is shades of what happened to Lamar. Suddenly, Lamar had Arizona Western right where they wanted him. They gave the error. And after the error, Arizona Western scored 4 runs in the eighth and 6 more in the ninth as the momentum was there. The pitch to Gonzalez. Hit in the air to right center field, and Peterson, a long ways to go, grabs it on the run for a solid out. That Gonzalez hit the ball hard in the gap, and Peterson runs it down.
You got a feel for Mason Fox here because he has not made bad pitches. The only mistake he made there was the pitch to Hoisington that was too close to the plate and let him jump on that. He just hasn't been supported by his fielding.
Only 2 hits in this inning, a double in the gap by Crisafulli and the home run by Hoisington. But that's enough. The pitch turns the ball over, gets the ground ball to Tuttle. Tuttle up and throws to first base, and now Dixie looking awfully nervous as Dornfield grounds out for the third out to retire the side. But in that inning, 5 runs on only 2 base hits, 4 big errors, and nobody left on base. And at the end of 6 complete, it's a 7-2 lead for Arizona Western. Back after this timeout.
You know a winning team when you see one, so why not see the award-winning lineup of 1995 GMC trucks at your local Color Country GMC dealers? Your selection of GMC trucks is better than ever, and they're all specially priced to guarantee you excellent values on the GMC you've been wanting, like the new GMC Sierras, the Suburbans, the Jimmys, and the Yukons. You'll score savings at your local Color Country GMC, so visit Newby Auto Center in Richfield, Tri-State GMC in Cedar City, and Newby GMC in St. George.
Thought you couldn't afford a maid? Now you can. Call the maids at 634-0840 and see how inexpensive it can be to have a beautifully clean home. The maids are licensed, bonded, and guaranteed. Call the maids today, 634-0840.
Buying or selling real estate? ERA Brokers Consolidated has 4 offices to serve you in St. George, Bloomington, Hurricane, and Mesquite, Nevada. Nobody sells real estate like ERA Brokers. Go Team ERA. 1-800-ERA-BROKERS.
In southern Utah, this is the sports leader, KSGI AM and FM, St. George.
7-2, Arizona Western with 5 big runs in the sixth inning, all of them unearned. So Mason Fox has given up 7 runs, all of them unearned. really only two solid hits against him, the double by Chris Ofoli and the home run by Hoisington when he should have been in on the bench. As Hoisington got into that sixth home run of this series by Arizona Western, so they liked the little shorter fences and the ball carrying. Skeeter Ellison, strikeout victim twice, two of the ten that Ortiz has through six innings. Ellison to lead things off, then Thorne, then Garrett. The first pitch to Ellison up, ball one. Dixie has nine outs to get the five runs back and try to hold Arizona Western. Some warm-up action by the Dixie pitching staff. Fastball, call strike at that knees.
And, Larry, I don't hear the hubba-hubba and the spirit and the rally cap cry in the Dixie dugout that you think you'd hear at this point.
1-1 pitch, breaking pitch, hit towards the third baseman. Griffin has it, eat him up. Long throw by Griffin, not in time. Do you go base hit or error?
Base hit.
They're going to give him the base hit. Is that everyone agreed now? Base hit. Long throw, and it was iffy anyway. Griffin made a good job, a good deal of backhanding that. So base hit to the third baseman, and that's only the second hit of the ball game for Dixie. So the leadoff man is on, Brad Thorne. They give him the hit? They didn't give him the hit. They're still debating. Pitch, ball one.
Well, they flashed hit on the scoreboard. They just haven't put it up under the hit column. So trying to figure out what they're doing.
Thorne walked and struck out. He's 0 for 1 today. His pinch runner, Bronson Bills, eventually came around to score what was then the tying run. Swung on and missed strike one on the changeup.
Way so out front.
Ortiz threw the straight change, and Thorne was ready to jump on it. And it was not there. Dixie has a long ways to go to even think about a tying run coming to the plate against an excellent pitcher. Ortiz throwing a lot of pitches, no breaking pitch, just reared back and fired. This is outside, 2-1 count to Brad Thorne. Reminder, at 1 o'clock on 99.7 FM, detuned there, we'll have Dixie versus Carbon. Dixie High will play two games today. The pitch, fastball swung on and missed strike two, Thorne under it.
Well, you said he's thrown a lot of pitches, and that was number 130 right there.
And he's gone as many as 180 this year in a game. I'm not sure if there's any warm-up action or not. I don't see any down into the bullpen. 2-2 count to Brad Thorne. Justin Garrett waiting on deck. The pitch, fastball up, ball three. Warm-up action for Dixie, though. Chris Lear down there and a little easy warm-up action. I'm not sure if that's Aaron MacArthur or not. Let's double check. MacArthur may be the next game starter if this goes to a next game, and right now it looks like it will. The pitch to Thorne fouled off. Brad Thorne holds it 3-2.
You know, Larry, I saw about 5 years ago in a Pennsylvania State playoff game, there was a pitcher who was drafted by the Red Sox and signed with them, a kid by the name of Andy Rush, threw BBs just like Ortiz, and they couldn't get around on him. And the way the team that beat him was they bunted him. They bunted him the entire game. And Rush's team, Somerset High School, could not field the bunts and make the plays, and they beat him with the bunt because they couldn't hit him.
3-2 pitch to Thorne. Hit right up the middle. Backhanded by the second baseman. Chance for a double play. Luis Navarro gets the man at first base. So Thorne hits it hard. Good play by the infield, and where Dixie is falling down defensively, suddenly the big double play to get Ortiz a breather. 4-6-3 double play. Thorne diving into first base, couldn't get there. Now Justin Garrett will come to the plate with two men out, nobody on base. And Ortiz, Rosario Ortiz, just putting on quite a show pitching today, has allowed Dixie just two hits. Pitch fouled off. And neither one of them really that hard, although Peterson's was a pretty good line drive to left field. Ellison hit the ball fairly hard to third base, but we're not talking rattling the fences against Ortiz at all. Strike one pitch to Garrett. Fastball fouled straight back. Strike two, 0-2 count. Peterson waiting on deck. Peterson had the first base hit against Ortiz. Dixie looking for something to get back at Arizona Western. Right now, AWC looking like the number six team in the nation, and they take advantage of any mistake you make. Breaking pitch, call, strike three, right on that outside corner. Vicious curve, and that's the 11th strikeout of the day for Ortiz in that inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of six and a half, we go to the bottom of the seventh, a 7-2 lead for Arizona Western. Back after this timeout. Dave?
Buick, the new symbol of quality in America. Hometown dealership, Bradshaw Buick Cedar City, Newby Buick St. George, and Newby Auto Center in Richfield are family-owned dealerships known as your Southern Utah Buick dealers. Three good reasons why people prefer to buy their new Buicks in Southern Utah. No high pressure, no high overhead. It's more like buying a car from your neighbor with the service to match. The symbol of quality in America at Newby Buick St. George, Bradshaw Buick Cedar City, and Newby Auto Center, Richfield.
Hungry for a deli sandwich that's mostly meat and cheese, not mostly lettuce? Dixie Deli is the place. Come see why their sandwiches are a favorite of factory outlet employees and shoppers alike. Senior citizens, be sure to ask for your 10% discount. Dixie Deli, open 7 days a week in the Zion Factory Outlet Mall.
Call 635-ROSE and let Candlelight and Roses help you celebrate that special occasion. For fresh or silk floral arrangements, colorful balloons, or the ultimate gourmet gift basket, remember, nothing says romance like Candlelight and Roses, located in the Westwind Plaza in Hurricane. 635-ROSE.
First pitch is called ball. Second pitch is a strike on the corner to Luis Navarro. 2-3-4 hitters due up for Arizona Fox, trying to settle down. Breaking pitch in the dirt, 2-1 count. Some warm-up action by Dixie. I'm not sure who's going down there. We can't get the number right now. Maybe Aaron MacArthur trying to get loosened up for the next game, which looks like it's going to take place unless Dixie can turn things around against Ortiz. Breaking pitch in the air to center field. Peterson starts in, steps back a step, and then grabs it in left center field. So the fly out to the center fielder. One man out, and Octavio Sandoval.
That's definitely not MacArthur. It's a 20 number, and I'm trying to catch the other number out there.
It may be Cody Anderson. Nope, that's an 11.
What about Robbie Allen?
Might be Robbie Allen. Robbie is at 20.
Number 20, yes.
Strike on the first one. Foul ball. One strike count to Sandoval. Sandoval has reached twice on an error, scored twice on an error. He's opened up both innings where Arizona Western has scored. One man out, pitch up high, ball one, 1-1 count. It may be Robbie Allen, the starter in the championship game in the region tournament. Fox to the plate, big curveball, called strike, 1-2 count to Sandoval. Octavio Sandoval really has only had one hit against Dixie pitching, but that was a double off the left field fence yesterday. 1-2 count to Octavio Sandoval, the right fielder. Big curveball, just misses. Started a little bit too far outside. 2-2 count. So Mason Fox has really put on a pretty good show, except for what happens after errors.
He has pitched well enough to win today.
Ground ball hit hard down to Sudbury. Up throws across the diamond, throws high and over the head of the first baseman, and another error. Dougie Sudbury, his third error, all against Sandoval. Ninth error of the tournament against Sandoval, and Sandoval's on at second base. Buggy Sudbury now really getting the case of the yips down at third base. Sudbury put on quite a show in the tournament, Region 18 tournament, but Sudbury just not having a good day defensively.
Well, if you believe in this kind of thing, you kind of wonder if maybe Sandoval wasn't sticking pins in a buggy doll before this thing started.
Or in some sort of buggy. Man on, a man out, and Munoz to the plate. Ball hit hard to center field, and that's going to chase Craig Peterson. Peterson dives. Does he come up with it? Yes, he does. Starting at second base is Sandoval, and Sandoval may have taken off too soon. I'm not sure. It looked like maybe he tagged up. He's a fast ball player, so a diving catch by Munoz in center field gets the second out, and over at third is Sandoval. So if they score again, it'll be another unearned run. Juan Navarro at the plate. Navarro reached on an error, fouled out to the first baseman, popped out to the catcher. on a bunt, called strike. So Fox really has thrown the ball pretty well. Should have a much easier time than it is, but it's a 7-2 lead for Arizona Western and threatening again with two men out. Big curveball misses high. Ball one. 1-1 count.
As I said before, Mason has pitched well enough to win here today, and it's a shame that his teammates couldn't support him enough to get him that victory.
Sixth error of this ball game by Dixie. Pitch in the dirt. Ball two. 2-1 count. Dixie playing as if not to lose against Ortiz. Ortiz throwing very well. So good pitching will do a number on a team. Pitch, hit, little soft liner over the head of the second baseman. That'll drop in for a base hit. It's an 8-2 ball game. So Navarro just gets the end of the bat on, and there, once again, you give them too many chances, and your excellent teams will score on you. The third baseman, man on at first base, a run in. It's 8-2. The pitch hit in the air down that first baseline and drifting foul. Strike one to Ben Griffin.
Now, of those eight runs, how many are earned? Zero.
Zip.
Zero.
Zip. So Mason Fox has given up eight runs and none of them earned. It looks like Robbie Allen coming back down. We'll see if Allen pitches the next inning. Fox to the plate, big curveball. Up high, ball one, 1-1 count. Chris Ofulli waiting on deck. Mason Fox has thrown a lot of pitches today. So has Rosario Ortiz. But Arizona Western definitely with the momentum now and much of it given to them by Dixie. Fastball up, ball two, 2-1 count. For those who may be looking for the Dixie High game versus Carbon, tuned to 99.7 FM, KSGI FM. That's where Dixie and Carbon is playing right now. Congratulations to the Pineview Panthers who beat Lehigh earlier today, 2-1 in the 3A state championship tournament. Pitch inside, ball three, 3-1 count to Ben Griffin. Dangerous pitch to Griffin.
You mentioned a lot of pitches by Mason. The pitch coming up will be number 120 for him now.
Which is
kind of his upper limit.
Fox to the plate. Fastball hit in the air to right field. Brad Parker drifting back, now drifting over to his right and has it for the third out to retire the side, but not before another run scores. Sandoval has started three scoring rallies. This time it was held to one. One run, one hit, one error, one man left on base. At the end of seven complete, it's an 8-2 lead for Arizona Western back after this timeout.
It's bigger than ever.
It's the 10th sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings going on now through Memorial Day.
Look for big values on one-of-a-kinds, closeouts, and as-is items.
Plus, huge savings in the 10 and store-wide.
Gigantic selection of quality furniture, appliances, electronics, carpet, accessories, and more.
Free hot dogs and pop on Saturday from 11 to 3.
Huge savings. Gigantic selection.
These hot dogs are great.
The 10th sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings going on now through Memorial Day.
Hike new trails at the base of soaring cliffs. Explore new regions of Zion Canyon. Stroll down scenic streets. Where? Springdale. Quaint shops and cozy accommodations are yours at Flanagan's with fine dining at Flanagan's Restaurant. Flanagan's in Springdale.
What are we going to do with all these old newspapers?
And these empty soda cans and bottles. We can't just keep throwing them away.
Isn't there a recycling center in St. George?
Recycle USA at 46 North 900 East behind Harmon's. They'll buy recyclables. Call 628-4982. Recycle USA.
8-2, Arizona Western with the lead. Dixie with six outs to try to get back in this ball game. Otherwise, we're looking at a second game today here at Hurst Field between Arizona Western and Dixie and a third straight one. Series would be even at one each. Craig Peterson to lead things off. Got the first hit against Ortiz. One of only two. Pitch hit him. So Ortiz hit by the pitch as that one bores in and he hits him just on the sleeve and the arm. That may sting a little bit. That may hurt more than if he'd gotten hit directly. Because sometimes you just skim by and it really stings.
But you don't rub it.
You don't rub it. Not at all. So Peterson looking a little battered and bruised with an injured foot. And getting hit by the pitch. Buggy Sudbury really having a struggle at coming to the plate will be Burt Nelson. Nelson, the pinch hitter. Haven't seen Nelson for a while. Played quite a bit in that Utah Valley series after everything was all wrapped up. Burt Nelson on the year hitting .357, though. The pitch fouled off. Sudbury not being just having a terrible time. So we may see Nelson at third base and let Buggy Sudbury kind of think about things for a while. So Burt Nelson, who played well, a freshman, in to pinch hit. Sudbury struck out twice against Ortiz. Called strike, so an 0-2 count. Man on at first base is Peterson. Burt Nelson at the plate. Top of the eighth inning, 8-2 lead. Nelson open stance to face Ortiz. That's kind of cruel. Fastball misses outside. Ball one to take a guy off the bench. Hasn't played much this year. For Nelson, this is only his, double check, his eighth game of the year. Played very well against Utah Valley in the last series of the year, though. We got a chance to play after things were decided as far as the Southern Division Championship. Breaking pitch up, ball two. Peterson on at first with a being hit by the pitch. Nelson at the plate, Bragg Parker waiting on deck. If Burke Nelson can get something started, then you're talking about Dixie getting maybe a rally going against Ortiz. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three, and so that's strikeout number 12 by Ortiz. As he has put on a show, that high fastball. Brad Parker at the plate. Parker has walked twice and has grounded out to the third baseman. Hit it fairly sharply, but not as hard as originally thought when it went off the bat when he hit it to third base. So he is 0 for 1 today. 8-2. Arizona Western with the lead. The pitch to Parker outside, ball one. 3-4-5 hitters. The advantage now for Ortiz is even if all the three, four, and five hitters all hit home runs, Arizona Western still has the lead. So that's the advantage.
Yeah.
Now correction. They would have to be even. Nope. It's still two runs down. Breaking pitch, called strike. 1-1 count. Yeah, it's a six-run lead. Three, four, five hitters, if they all hit back-to-back-to-back home runs, there's still a two-run lead for Arizona Western. So that's where you want to face that power part of the order pitch. Ball two. Something went flying out of the catcher's glove or off his hand or a little pad or a mouthpiece. No, it was something, a little pad on the finger. So Ortiz knocking things off the catcher's hands right now, but they aren't fingers, so that's a relief. 2-1 count to Brad Parker. One man out, top of the eighth inning. Dixie down 8-2 and looking forever like this is going to really be a best two out of three series between these two. Ortiz to the plate. Breaking pitch just misses. Ball three. 3-1 count. 3-1 count to Brad Parker. Started towards the outside corner and drifted just a little outside. Very close, though. 3-1 pitch to Parker. Fastball up. Ball four. And Parker walks for the third time. Moving on to second base is Peterson. On at first is Parker and K.L. Shepard coming to the plate.
Given the number of times, Larry, that Brad Parker has walked in this series, in this district playoff, you get the idea that somebody scouted him very well and nobody's really given him much to hit.
He's walked four times against Arizona Western in two games.
And then he walked the first two times he was up yesterday, too, against Lamar, did he not?
I believe so. Let's go back and check. Yep. That is six walks in three games. Pitch fouled straight back, high fastball. That was probably out of the strike zone. Shepard has struck out twice. Fight out to the left fielder. One strike count to K.L. Shepard. One man out, two men on. Dixie down by six. Top of the eighth inning. Breaking pitch. Called strike on that outside corner. Shepard looking at that one. But when things are going down, that's the way it is. That's the way you sometimes feel. And this is not Dixie's game, obviously. Arizona Western given some breaks by Dixie. Breaking pitch. Swung on and missed. That is the 12th strikeout. Or correction, 13th. 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, I want to double check, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12th strikeout by Arizona Western.
I got 13.
Let you
me
have
count
12?
Again.
Okay, yep. You count again. Maybe it
One,
is 13.
2, 3.
Here we go.
6, 7, 8, 9.
You may have to take off your shoes.
10.
Wyatt
11,
Cloward.
12, 13. Counted twice. 13.
Okay. Cloward. 0-for-3, grounds it right up the middle, over as Luis Navarro has it go right through his legs and into center field, so an error on Navarro. And Dixie gets a run by way of the error, and that is an unearned run. Dixie now has it 8-3 as Cloward grounds it up the middle and reaches on the error on the shortstop. Cloward pretty well had first base taken, but they had the shot at the man coming into second, and Navarro looked up and it went right through his legs. That is the second error on Arizona Western. And out of 11 runs, one is earned. Three by Dixie, eight by Arizona Western, one earned run. And that was the first pitch, foul straight back by Tuttle. Tuttle struck out once, grounded out to the third baseman twice. And no RBI on the earned run, that's true. The RBIs have come on unearned runs. And not an RBI by Dixie yet. The pitch, fastball up and away. Ball one, 1-1 count to Troy Tuttle. Skeeter Ellison waiting on deck. 8-3 ball game. Dixie has pushed across one here in the eighth. Trying to get something going and then hoping that they can shut down Arizona Western. 8-3. Dixie trailing. Breaking pitch chased and missed. May have foul ticked that one into the catcher's mitt.
Boy, that was a nasty breaking ball.
1-2 count to Troy Tuttle. Gordon Jolly has to be kind of peaceful down at third base. The infield is back. They can afford to give up all the runs for a while and just get the outs. Two men out. Breaking pitch. Chased and missed. Goes into the dirt. Wild pitch, and everybody moves up. Did he swing at that? As that was strike three, I don't think he swung at that.
The plate umpire is saying he did. He raised his hand.
They're saying he did, and so it'll go as a strikeout, and it'll go as a wild pitch. It was in the dirt. Wild pitch, and so Parker's on at third. A strikeout and a wild pitch gets Tuttle on at first, and suddenly Arizona Western attempting to give some of this back. That's strikeout number 14 by Ortiz in. So they did say Tuttle went on that. And Skeeter Ellison. Ellison has one of the two base hits by Dixie. Pitch misses up high. Ball one. Bases are now loaded. Skeeter Ellison. 1-for-3. Two strikeouts. And a single to the third baseman. He had to backhand and had to make a long throw. The pitch outside. Ball two. 2-0 count. Ellison, who walked eight times in the Region 18 tournament, he was the walking man there.
Now, Larry, I know it's too much to ask here, but what about a fastball down the pipe that Skeeter cranks and makes this an interesting game again?
8-7?
Yeah.
The pitch, fastball, called strike. That may have been the fastball, and the last one you'll see right down there. 2-1 count. Ellison looking for his pitch. And suddenly there's a little life again coming from first base side of this field. Fastball up and away. 3-1 count. Now you start looking for your pitch. Skeeter Ellison with two home runs yesterday. One against Lamar, one against Arizona Western. 8-3. Arizona Western has opened some doors for Dixie to score some runs. Dixie has put across one run here on the top of the eighth inning. Dixie looking for a trip to the JUCO. Arizona Western ditto. Fastball chased and missed, and that may have been ball four. It was up.
It was up in the strike zone, but
3-2 count. So you start the merry-go-round. Everybody runs. Two men out, 3-2 pitch to Skeeter Ellison. Ortiz looking for the strikeout or the ground out or any sort of out he can get right now. 3-2 pitch, fastball lifted in the air and foul. That's going to be out of play. Navarro giving chase.
Oh.
Excuse me. There you go. You were about to say?
I just said all the way to the screen.
All the way to the screen and then some. 3-2 count to Skeeter Ellison. Brad Thorne waiting on deck. Dixie trying to get to Ortiz. An error by Arizona Western helped open a door and get a run home. As a ground ball by Cloward went up the middle. Dixie still only two base hits in this game. The pitch to Ellison. Fastball fouled straight up back. That may have been a good pitch to hit, and Ellison just missed it. 3-2 count to Skeeter Ellison. That looked like the pitch to hit.
It was a good pitch to hit. He did get a piece of it and fouled it off, but the important thing here is that he's making Ortiz work.
Skeeter Ellison, 3-2 count again. Bases loaded. Everybody will have to run again. 3-2 pitch, two men out in the eighth inning. Breaking pitch inside, ball four. A run comes home. So an RBI finally for Dixie. On the bases loaded walk, Brad Parker scores. Moving to third is Wyatt Cloward. Moving to second is Troy Tuttle. And on at first is Skeeter Ellison. Brad Thorne, the eighth man to come to the plate, has struck out, has walked, and hit into a double play. So he is 0 for 2 with a walk today. Brad Thorne at the plate. And Gordon Jolly, I'm sure, is saying something along the lines, make sure you have a good pitch to hit before you swing. I don't want you chasing the fastball out of the strike zone. Brad Thorne, and now with two runs in, both unearned, we might add. 12 runs have scored and still 11 of them unearned. And Brad Thorne to the plate. And Thorne stands to be the tying run all of a sudden, if he can get all the way around. The pitch to Thorne, fastball up and away, ball one. Now there's starting to be some warm up action quickly down into the dugout. Brad Benson hustling down.
Well, that was pitch number 164 now. He's thrown 28 pitches in this inning alone.
The catch, is that? No, it's 37, not 27. The pitch outside, ball two. Scott Heather, who has an 8-1 record on the year, or 5-1 record on the year, came in relief yesterday and did well. 6-1, yeah, he did get the win, didn't he? As he was on the mound when the win came for Lamar. The assistant coach, Alan Manifold, out again to talk with Ortiz. Top of the eighth inning, Ortiz has thrown buku plus pitches.
And 165.
Has 165 pitches. Figuring that he has thrown as many as 180 pitches, he may be getting close to his upper limit.
Yes.
Threw 167 pitches last ball game, and that may be what he throws this ball game. If he doesn't get Brad Thorne out, that may be it. So stalling a little bit to allow Heather to get loosened up. Heather, a good relief pitcher, also hits a little bit as he is an infielder too. And kind of the closer, does a little bit here, does a little bit there. Bases loaded. Brad Thorne at the plate, 2-0 pitch. Now you start looking for your pitch. If you can drive it someplace, you can make this an awfully close ball game. Ortiz has thrown a lot of heat. And as the sun is getting hotter, even though we're getting closer to being in the shade.
Well, you're right about if he drives it someplace with Skeeter Ellison on first base and the wheels he has, if he can get a gap or someplace.
He might score three. The pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Looked like he took a little something off of it, actually. May have fouled it. Although I don't think the umpire signaled any foul ball.
But Thorne had driving it in mind there. He took a healthy cut there.
It was up in the strike zone. 2-1 count to Brad Thorne. Ortiz to try to come back. Bases loaded. Tying run at the plate. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike two. So Thorne taking a pretty healthy cut. Wants to get his third home run. And he doesn't need to. All he needs to do is just drive the ball someplace. Let Justin Garrett try to do his thing. 2-2 count to Thorne. So after the talk by the pitching coach, Ortiz coming right back at the batter. The pitch fouled off, and Thorne spoils a pretty good pitch.
Yeah.
A rising fastball.
Was the fastball started out low in the strike zone and then started to come up, and he did a good job to get the bat on it and get it out of the way.
Wants that ball, because that's the one that seems to be most comfortable. Wants that baseball. Justin Garrett retreats behind home plate. And that's the one the catcher wanted. 2-2 count to Brad Thorne. Bases loaded. Two runs in here in this inning. It's an 8-4 ball game. Pitch outside. Ball three.
Everyone's on the move again.
So you start the runners once again. Brad Thorne, 3-2 count. You get another bases loaded walk. Scott Heather warming up in a hurry. So it'll be more than 167 pitches. This is his 168th now. There go the runners. Pitch. Ball four. Brad Thorne walks in another run. So an RBI for Brad Thorne on the bases loaded walk. scoring is Wyatt Cloward. Troy Tuttle to third. And Skeeter Ellison to second. And that may be it for Ortiz. Or do you? Justin Garrett coming to the plate. Ortiz has struck out, how many did we figure? 14, 15? 14. 14 with the strikeout in the wild pitch. Let's double check that. 14? 14. I think that's all we have, 14. Mm-hmm. He's actually struck out the side but doesn't have the third out. Justin Garrett at the plate has struck out his last two times and walked. Pitch, call, strike right at the knees. Good pitch. On at first base is Bronson Bills as you have the pinch runner once again. Bills scored the last time he got on base. Ortiz, one strike pitch to Garrett. Garrett, pitch outside, ball one, 1-1 count. The ninth man to come to the plate, and suddenly you're talking a ball game as it's an 8-5 game. Dixie, three unearned runs here in the top of the eighth inning. And the tying run stands at first base. Base is loaded. Ortiz, 1-1 pitch to Garrett. Fastball hit towards right field. The run is home, maybe two. Coming up is the right fielder and holding on at third base. Bases remain loaded, and Garrett drives home the run, and it's an 8-6 ball game.
Well, with that arm that Sandoval has in right field, there was no way that Gordon Jolly was going to run himself out of the inning. Jerry Slagelmilk of Ricks College did that, tried to run on Brad Parker in the district or in the Region 18 championship. Ran himself out of the inning, had a runner thrown out at the plate for the third out, and that's something that Gordon Jolly wasn't going to do. Kill a rally with a third out thrown out of the plate. Cardinal rule number one, don't do it.
And I think that's going to be it for Ortiz. That's the fourth run in this inning. It's an 8-6 ball game, and Dixie, with the bases loaded, will have to face Scott Heather, it looks like. As out goes Ortiz. Ortiz could be the losing pitcher if Dixie can get the runs home. The potential tying run at second base, the potential go-ahead run at first base, and Ortiz gets a hand from the fans, deservedly so. So with two men out in the top of the eighth inning, Dixie has put on four runs in on the board. It's an 8-6 ball game. Let's take this time out while we get the pitcher warming up. 8-6, Arizona Western with the lead, but Dixie coming back after this timeout.
With a bank. For the brand new generation.
Now's the time to save at Sun Capital Bank. Let your money work for you with a Sun Capital Bank Certificate of Deposit. Right now, you can get a Sun Capital Bank 18-month CD at 7.25% with a 7.45% APY. Get to Sun Capital Bank today.
Sun Capital Bank, sun comes shining through.
Wondering where to purchase your new Maytag appliance? Need professional service by a factory-trained technician? Call Reliable Maytag Home Appliance Center at 652-1330 or stop by 239 North Bluff Street in St. George. Reliable Maytag, your hometown Maytag dealer.
Don't chance it when it comes to financing your home. Call Medallion Mortgage for VA, FHA, or conventional to purchase or refinance your home. Medallion Mortgage, in business since 1958, and they'll pre-qualify you for free. Call 628-9006 or see them at 60 North 300 East in St. George. Medallion Mortgage.
Scott Heather, the new pitcher, as Ortiz goes 7 2/3 innings, but has three strikeouts in this inning. And the wild pitch is what got to him. He had a second wild pitch. On is Scott Heather, and top of the order, the 10th man to come to the plate. Craig Peterson began this thing by getting hit by a pitch. Scott Heather ended up in relief yesterday getting the win for Lamar. He could get a save now if he can get out of this. Base is loaded, and Dixie has to look for Heather to throw strikes. I assume that that's one of his strengths, as he comes in and throws strikes. Burke Nelson waiting on deck. Peterson, the plate to the plate, breaking pitch, just misses outside. Ball one, went around the plate. Heather gives you a lot of motion and then pulls the string. One hit, one for one for Peterson. Pitch, hit up the middle, no. Shortstop, Navarro goes over, grabs it at second base. So on the second pitch, that ends the inning. But in the inning, Dixie comes up with four big runs. On a total of, let's double check. I don't think there was one hit in the inning, and a total of one error, and three men left on base. And at the end of seven and a half, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, an 8-6 lead for Arizona Western. Back after this timeout.
Hey, sports fan, if you like the strength of the GMC name behind the truck you drive, now's the time to make a dash to your local Color Country GMC dealer. With a huge selection of 95 models available now, you'll score big on savings on the hottest trucks on the road. Check out their line of Jimmys, Sierra, Sierra Club Coupes, and Suburbans. They're slick and they're tough, and they're priced for immediate delivery. Your GMC guarantee is that you'll come out a winner. Stop by today at Newby GMC St. George, Tri-State GMC Cedar City, and Newby Auto Center, Richfield.
For quality and lasting excellence, protect your concrete investment with DecoSeal. Number one in customer service and beautiful concrete coatings. Others try to imitate, but there's only one true DecoSeal. Call 674-2222 today.
Expert beauty salon service at beauty school prices. That's what you get at Evans Hairstyling College. They're located at 995 East Tabernacle. Drop by and set your appointment. Call 673-6128 and watch for registration at Evans Hairstyling College in St. George.
8-6, Arizona Western has the lead. New pitcher for Dixie, Robbie Allen, gets his first appearance in the district playoffs. Allen was the starting pitcher in the Region 18 championship game. Ended up with a no decision as Lambert came in relief and got the victory. Allen only pitching into the third inning in that championship game. He's 1-2 on the year. Allen comes in, 1-2 record. Has struck out 10 and walked 16, so a little bit of wildness. He had the bases loaded against Ricks College, and that was one of the reasons why he was relieved in that championship game. So Mason Fox goes seven innings, gives up 8 runs, not one of them earned. Ortiz gives up 6 runs, one of them earned, in almost 8 innings, 7 2/3 innings of pitching. To lead off, Cristofoli, then Hoisington, then Gonzalez. Allen to the plate, throws a little wrinkle for a ball one, up and in. Robbie Allen, Dixie High School grad, last year at this time, he was pitching in the state tournament. In fact, started the championship game. Dixie, the defending state champs, pitch outside, ball two. By the way, that one's on the FM. If you're listening, Dixie versus Carbon on KSGI FM 99.7. And it's 3-0 Carbon in the bottom of the second. If Dixie loses, they turn around and play at 4 o'clock. Allen to the plate, pitch down low, ball three. 3-0 count to Cristofoli. Just what Dixie does not need, they need Cristofoli, they need him out. They need to get some outs and not give any more runs. Burke Nelson into third base, replacing Buggy Sudbury. Allen to the plate. Breaking pitch, call strike. Little slider.
It's a good spot, too.
3-1 count.
Corner.
Robbie Allen can throw a little heat on occasion. He spots his fastball. Most of the time, he just tries to hit spots and get good control. 3-1 pitch. Fastball hit in the air to center field. Back goes Peterson. Back near the warning track, has it all the way. And Craig Peterson has played a dazzling center field today. Made a couple of great catches, including one diving catch. And so one up and one down.
Peterson's performance in the field is all the more remarkable given the fact that he's hobbling around out there on a sore foot, too.
Two-run home run for Jeff Hoisington last time up. The only home run in this ball game, and the flags are still fairly limp. Hoisington, a two-run home run, struck out, flight out to the center fielder. Big changeup, strike one. Boy, he threw his arm through, and about 3 seconds later, the pitch showed up. He was in his follow-through by the time that pitch got to the plate. Breaking pitch, big curveball, swung out and missed, strike two. So Allen, nickel and diming Hoisington right now. Robbie Allen trying to do the job in relief. He may be used again next game unless Dixie can do something in the ninth inning. 8-6, Arizona Western with the lead. Allen to the plate. Big changeup call, strike three. That one, the old Wells Fargo changeup. That one came in easy stages. That's a called strikeout.
Hoisington was just frozen by it.
Allen, big. Gives you lots of elbows and knees, and then throws that little fluff ball up there. Standing there, taking it. Jed Gonzalez at the plate. Gonzalez, breaking pitch, misses outside, ball one. Gonzalez has flied out twice, grounded out. He's 0 for 3 today. Two men out, bottom of the eighth inning. Dixie gave Arizona Western an 8-2 lead. Arizona Western tried to give some of it back. Called strike with the fastball. They gave four of it back. So it's an 8-6 ball game right now. Two-run lead by Arizona Western. Bottom of the eighth inning, scheduled nine. Big overhand, whatever ball. Kind of a curveball, but it's more of a sinker by a lack of speed at that point. 2-1 count. That thing looks like a muskmelon coming up there when he throws that. Big. It looks almost like a knuckleball that time. 3-1 count.
Doesn't float enough to be a knuckleball, though.
It doesn't. It's really weird. Whatever he's throwing is coming in. Kind of floats up there. It looks like trying to hit a balloon. 3-1 count to Gonzalez. Misses the outside corner. Ball four. First base runner on. And so with two men out, now you go to the top of the order. Matt Dornfeld. Dornfeld is grounded out, flied out. Once to the first baseman. So he's 0 for 4 today. Dornfeld about due, as he was 2 for 3 in the game against Lamar and 1 for 2. No, correction. He was 1 for 3 yesterday. But he's 0 for 4 today. Dornfeld, pick off over at first base. Gonzalez back in. Arizona Western, given what happened last inning, would like a little bit of a cushion. Dixie has only three hits in this ballgame. Shades of the first game against CSI. Allen to the plate. Called strike with that floater. Catches the inside corner. That must be a knuckleball, by the way. Thorne got the strike and had to reach behind the runner to catch it. That thing's floating across the plate some way. But it looks like it has too much of a spin for a knuckleball. It's weird. Maybe a palm ball? Fork ball?
Well, a palm ball is just a variation of a changeup.
Because that one, but that usually doesn't look that big and fat. Slow breaking pitch. Swung on a miss, strike two. So Allen, spotting right now, he threw a lot harder against Ricks College. He's got the relief pitcher junk ball syndrome right now. Robbie Allen, two strikes on the hitter, trying to get out of this inning. A two-out walk has a man on first base. There goes the runner. The pitch hit in the air to center field. Craig Peterson has it measured all the way for the third out to retire the side. So in that inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, a man left. And at the end of eight complete, it's an 8-6 lead for Arizona Western. It's down to the last three outs for Dixie. We'll be back after this timeout.
It's bigger than ever.
It's the 10th sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings going on now through Memorial Day.
Look for big values on one-of-a-kind closeouts and as-is items.
Plus, huge savings in the 10 and store-wide.
Gigantic selection of quality furniture, appliances, electronics, carpet, accessories, and more.
Free hot dogs and pop on Saturday from 11 to 3.
Huge savings. Gigantic selection.
These hot dogs are great.
The 10th sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings. It's going on now through Memorial Day.
Champion Cellular has great specials. Cell phones start at $18.95. Flip phones at $99. 400 minutes free for the first 2 months after activation. Some restrictions apply. Call Champion Cellular 590-5000 or 632-5176.
EDG Fashion Floors at 225 North Bluff has a showroom full of everything to decorate your home or office beautifully. Call for a free consultation. Home of the Capture dry cleaning system for carpet and rugs, too. EDG Fashion Floors, your Trustmark and Carpet Max dealer.
Burke Nelson, the new third baseman, second time up, was a strikeout victim his first time. To face Scott Heather. Heather, a little bit of the Al Hrabowski turnaround, face second base. And march to the mound. Open stance for Burke Nelson. First pitch to Nelson. Hit down that third baseline. Nelson swings with confidence. Strike one. Brad Parker, Cale Shepard. So if anybody gets on, you're talking the tying run coming to the plate, and you have the power guys there. Burke Nelson, Nelson on the year, has one double, a couple of RBIs. The pitch, sidearm pitch, swung on and missed, and that's the big sinking curveball. So Heather had him way out in front and chasing one that was out of the strike zone.
Yeah, pulled the string on it.
0-2 count. The pitch fouled at the plate, so Nelson fights off a pretty good pitch. As that one had a wiggle to it, too. Count holds. No balls, two strikes. Dixie looking for a base runner. They have three outs to try to get this one back and not go to a deciding game. The pitch chopped towards the second baseman. Big hop grabbed by Gonzalez and throws him out of first base. So the first man is out. Brad Parker coming to the plate has walked three times, grounded out to the third baseman. Heather can afford to pitch to him. Nobody on base right now. K.L. Shepard waiting on deck.
What was that old song, Walk Three Times? Oh, that was Knock Three Times. Sorry about that. That was bad.
That is. 2-1 earlier, Pineview keeps alive by defeating Lehigh. Carbon leading Dixie High School 3-0 in the bottom of the second, the most recent score we heard. Breaking pitch inside, ball one. Brad Parker at the plate.
I rather doubt that those herky-jerky motions Heather is showing out there is going to fool Brad Parker at all.
Powell Johnson is warming up in the bullpen. Fastball that time swung on and missed, and Parker wanted to tie this one, but there was nobody on base. As he took a healthy cut at that pitch, Heather to the plate. The pitch hits him. So Brad Parker is just skimmed. He tried to bend out of the way, and that one just kept breaking in. So man on at first base, and now you have Cale Shepard. Struck out three times, and Shepard stands as the tying run. Cale Shepard coming to the plate. Wyatt Cloward waiting on deck. And Cale Shepard definitely due in this ball game. He is 0 for 4 with three strikeouts. Has a different pitcher to deal with now. The pitch, it sinks low, ball one. Wyatt Cloward waiting on deck, then Troy Tuttle. So Heather, good solid relief pitcher. He throws lots of breaking pitches. Comes to the plate. Pitch, call strike on that outside corner.
Now, you know, Cale, having gone 0 for 4 so far, really anxious here. Let's see how much discipline he has.
1-1 count to Shepard. Pitch. Down low. Two balls, one strike.
Quite a bit so far.
Shepard has been, I don't know how to say it, passively aggressive at the plate. He's been swinging the bat, but not really with authority. The pitch swung on and missed. Foul tip, maybe, into the catcher's mitt, and that it is. 2-2 count. Shepard just seems to be a little off his stride today, as he has been one of the red-hot hitters for Dixie coming down the wire. 2-2 pitch to Shepard. Breaking pitch. Foul down that third baseline. Count holds. Two balls, two strikes. Parker over at first base. Waiting on deck, Wyatt Cloward. Arizona Western trying to wrap this one up and force a second game today, and that does go for all of the marbles in District 10. And the trip to the JUCO. Into the stretch, Heather to the plate. Breaking pitch lifted into the air. Behind third base. Going out after it is Griffin. Is he going to catch up with a shortstop? Luis Navarro does instead. So in foul territory, Navarro comes up with the foul fly. And two men out. And coming to the plate, Wyatt Cloward. Cloward has reached on an error. Reached after a strikeout and a pass ball. Fouled out to the catcher. And hit into a double play, but got to run home. So Cloward, the last chance. Two men out. Top of the ninth inning. We'll be back at 2 o'clock or thereabouts. Enough time to fix up the field. We'll be back with the second game and the deciding game if Cloward gets out. Pitch inside, almost hits him. Cloward 0 for 4. Did score a run, though, in that wild eighth inning. So now Heather has to hope that his defense holds up behind him. Good defensive Arizona Western team suddenly fell apart in the eighth inning. The pitch by Heather, breaking pitch, call strike. Little slow curveball hits the outside corner. 1-1 count. So Arizona Western with some good relief pitching by Heather. Had the win yesterday in relief, looking for the save today. 1-1 count to Wyatt Cloward. Cloward, four home runs on the year. The pitch. Chased and missed. That curveball on that outside corner. So Heather, as long as he keeps working on that, will keep working on the corner. 1-2 count. And Dixie, only three hits in this ball game. Not a very good hitting performance.
I'd be surprised if Cloward saw a fastball here.
1-2 count to Wyatt Cloward with Brad Parker on at first base, not being held on. Breaking pitch, top down the third baseline foul. And no, it was not a fastball.
No, you don't want to give him a fastball at this point. Keep working on that breaking stuff or that off-speed stuff, because if you pipe him a fastball here with two strikes and two outs and he hits one out, you're going to remember it the rest of your life.
1-2 count to Wyatt Cloward. Dixie on the verge of playing a second game this afternoon. Into the stretch, Heather looks at first base briefly. The pitch, chopped foul, and Cloward, by a hair's breadth, keeps alive and keeps this game alive. So Dixie has battled back with the help of Arizona Western's error in last inning to make this a close ball game, 8-6, Arizona Western leading. But the Matadors want to wrap it up. They don't want to hit again. They want to save what they can for the next ball game. Because suddenly everything is all even, and they both have an equal shot at going to the tournament. Except Arizona Western will have the momentum. Into the stretch, Heather comes to the plate, fastball outside, ball two, 2-2 count. Troy Tuttle waiting on deck. Tuttle, in a game similar to this, won it with a long double off the center field wall, the fence, against Utah Valley earlier this year. Cloward, 2-2 pitch to the plate. The floater hit to center field. That one's going to drop. So a base hit by Cloward on its second base is Parker. So Cloward gets the first hit off of Heather. And the game is still alive. Good piece of hitting by Cloward as he came back, got the line drive to center field. Troy Tuttle grounded out, reached after a strikeout, struck out, and had to go back to the bench. So he struck out twice, grounded out twice. Stan Mosley doing his own rally cap shuffle. groundskeeper here came up to me between innings and says, I want to go fishing. Let's finish this thing right now. If you finish it now, Dixie wins, but you still got, Dixie's got to get two runs home to even tie and think about a bottom of the ninth inning. Pitch to Tuttle, fastball, chopped towards the shortstop. Navarro goes to second base, that's it, and Arizona Western will play again against Dixie. There will be a second game, so the fielder's choice, and Arizona Western comes up with a victory. In that inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left on base. And at the end of the ball game, it's an 8-6 victory for Arizona Western. Let's take this time out. We'll be back, recap the scoring totals, and set up game number two for you. 8-6, Arizona Western wins. Back after this.
We're the bank for the brand new generation.
Now's the time to save at Sun Capital Bank. Let your money work for you with a Sun Capital Bank Certificate of Deposit. Right now, you can get a Sun Capital Bank 18-month CD at 7.25% with a 7.45% APY. Get to Sun Capital Bank today.
Sun Capital Bank.
Thought you couldn't afford a maid? Now you can! Call the maids at 634-0840 and see how inexpensive it can be to have a beautifully clean home. The maids are licensed, bonded, and guaranteed. Call the maids today at 634-0840.
Buying or selling real estate? ERA Brokers Consolidated has four offices to serve you in St. George, Bloomington, Hurricane, and Mesquite, Nevada. Nobody sells real estate like ERA Brokers. Go Team ERA. 1-800-ERA-BROKERS.
Back at Hurst Field, where Arizona Western is 1-8-6. That's their second win of this tournament. Dixie is two wins, and it's a 2-1 situation for both of these teams. And Arizona Western, the one thing that you did not want to do and the one advantage you have if you're coming from behind is once you get that first victory, you have the momentum.
Yes, and Arizona Western will have the momentum going into the second game, particularly because Dixie's got to be sitting down now and asking themselves some questions. We played with these guys yesterday. We proved we can play with them, and yet we really shot ourselves in the foot today. And what's the problem? What can we do to erase this? You know, the thing about that is, Larry, is that Dixie really doesn't have to feel that badly because they only had the one bad inning. They had the four errors in the one inning in which they gave up six runs, but you erase that one bad inning and they played with them and beat them. So the one bad inning really hurt them, but it was only one bad inning.
Every one of the scoring innings, they scored twice in the fourth, they scored five times in the sixth and once in the seventh. The first man on reached by an error was Octavio Sandoval, and they each one of those scoring innings began with an error. Same thing happened yesterday with Lamar and Arizona Western, two good ball club to hand things to them.
No, you just don't give away something like this. And, you know, the reality of the situation is you don't like to criticize, but Dixie gave this one away. Could have won it. Robbie Allen, or Mason Fox, I should say, pitched well enough to win. Young man from Kanab should have won this game. They gave it away, but now they have the opportunity to still come back and get the second one in the afternoon and go to the JUCO series.
Rosario Ortiz goes to 9-1 on the year. Mason Fox drops to 6-3 as he will pick up the loss, a heartbreaking loss. Gave up eight runs, not one of them earned. Only one earned run in this entire ball game, and there were 14 runs scored.
The winning pitcher is Rosario Ortiz. He goes 7 2/3, faces 36 batters, three hits, six runs, one earned, nine walks, 14 strikeouts, one wild pitch, hit a batter through 175 pitches. Mason Fox is the loser, seven innings, 33 batters faced, six hits, eight runs, none earned, ouch, one walk, two strikeouts, and gave up a home run through 119 pitches. Scott Heather gets the save, 1 1/3 innings, six batters faced, gave up a hit a batter through 23 pitches.
And that's the way it stands. For the totals, for Arizona Western, eight runs, six hits. Committed two errors, so Arizona Western was not flawless in the field as they had been earlier. And left five men on base, so they were efficient. For Dixie, six runs on only three hits. Committed six errors. And Dixie, especially with those last two innings, stranded six, seven, eight, nine men on base. Five of them in the last two innings, and so even at that, that's when Dixie scored three runs in the eighth inning. The only earned run, and that was not by an RBI, Craig Peterson scoring on a double play in the first inning, and that's the way it stands. So it's 8-6, Arizona Western has evened the series, and it comes down to one game for the district championship. We'll be back roughly about 2:30 is when that first pitch will be thrown, so stay tuned on KSGI AM, or flip over to 99.7 FM and listen to Dixie High and Carbon. We understand that Dixie's starting to creep back. It's a 3-1 lead now for Carbon, as Dixie's starting to come back on that one. And we'll continue with Dixie High School baseball on 99.7 FM, Dixie College baseball on 1450 AM, and we'll be back with game number two in just a few minutes. Final score here, Arizona Western 8, Dixie 6, back after in a few minutes.
Your Southern Utah Buick dealers, Newby Buick in St. George, Bradshaw Buick in Cedar City, and Newby Auto Center in Richfield, invite you to get behind the wheel of an exciting new Buick. Buicks are rated among the most trouble-free cars in America. And right now, the price is right, and the selection has never been better. At your Southern Utah Buick dealer, customer service and satisfaction is the highest priority. That's why over half the business is from repeat customers. Customer service and satisfaction from your Southern Utah Buick dealer.
Call 635 Rose and let Candlelight and Roses help you celebrate that special